With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A Senate committee is expected to vote tomorrow on Representative Ryan Zinke's nomination to be Interior Secretary in the Trump administration. It will be the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the same one Zinke testified in front of for nearly 4 hours last Tuesday. The Energy and Natural Resources Committee is expected to vote in favor of Zinke's appointment. Their recommendation would be conveyed to the Senate as a whole. Cabinet nominees require a vote by the whole Senate to be confirmed. A whole Senate vote on Zinke is expected next week. Governor Steve Bullock will deliver his State of the State address tomorrow at 7 p.m. Montana Public Radio will carry the address live, and it will also air live on Montana PBS television. Bullock will lay out his priorities for this year's 65th Montana legislative session, including the rationale for his two-year budget proposal. MTPR and PBS will also carry the Republican response to Governor Bullock's address, followed by analysis and interviews with legislative leaders. Butte schoolteacher and state lawmaker Amanda Curtis made it official Saturday. She is seeking the Democratic Party's nomination to run for Montana's U.S. House seat. That seat would become open if Congressman Ryan Zinke is confirmed to be Secretary of Interior in the Trump administration, which appears likely. A special election would be held for Zinke's seat 85 to 100 days after he vacated it. In a video message on Facebook, Curtis listed 11 points on which she and President Trump agree. Among them,
"We agree that America needs to save Social Security. America needs to save Medicare. America needs to fight for affordable health care for all."
Other issues Curtis says she and Trump agree on include keeping public lands public, a fair tax system, and helping coal-dependent communities like Colstrip. The Missoula Independent is reporting that Denise Juno is not seeking the Democratic nomination to run for the House in the special election. Juno was defeated by Zinke in November by nearly 16 points. And Great Falls State Representative Casey Schreiner says he's no longer seeking the Democratic nomination. Schreiner posted that message on Twitter Saturday. Montana's Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties are all planning nominating conventions at which party leaders will choose a nominee to run for Zinke's seat in the special election this spring. A Missoula attorney has been named U.S. bankruptcy judge for Montana. The Montana Standard reported Saturday that Benjamin Philip Hirsch will serve a 14-year term starting February 1st. A formal appointment ceremony will be held February 3rd in Butte. Hirsch, a partner in the Missoula office of Crowley Fleck PLLP since 2011, will fill a vacancy resulting from the retirement of Chief Bankruptcy Judge Ralph B. Kircher, who had served on the court since 1999. Hirsch will keep his chambers in Butte. Residents of Butte say the deaths of more than 3,000 snow geese should be a wake-up call for the future of the former open pit mine that is filled with 50 billion gallons of acidic, metal-laden water. The birds died last fall in the toxic stew that is part of the nation's largest Superfund site. The Berkeley Pit is expected to reach a critical water level in 2023. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency officials are finalizing a plan to prevent contaminated water from escaping into other waterways or Butte's groundwater system. Community activists say the plan to divert pit water into a treatment plant is risky and isn't a long-term solution. EPA officials say the treatment plant will be tested and any necessary changes will be made before the critical level is reached. Authorities say they have arrested two people following a high-speed chase that began north of Helena and ended when a vehicle crashed. The Independent Record reports that deputies began chasing two vehicles Saturday night, with speeds reaching up to 130 miles per hour. Lewis and Clark County Undersheriff Jason Grimace says the two suspects were arrested after their Honda Accord spun and crashed. The driver was a minor and the other occupant was a Great Falls man suspected in a break-in 3 weeks ago. The occupants of a red Subaru that was also involved in the chase have not been located. The vehicle, which is believed to have been stolen, was found abandoned in Cascade County. A group of bills moving through the Montana legislature aim to address the state's high suicide rate. Legislation introduced today would fund grants in Native American communities where the suicide rate among kids is more than 5 times higher than it is statewide. Corn Capes Carney reports.
Jonathan Windyboy, a Democrat from Box Elder, says his bill would establish the American Indian and Rural Youth Suicide Prevention Pilot Grant Program. When he testified in front of the House Appropriations Committee Monday, Windyboy held up a news article about a young woman from his community who committed suicide in November.
We're all touched by suicide one way or another. And this young girl is my granddaughter.
Windy Boy's bill would appropriate $250,000 from the general fund to the Department of Health and Human Services for suicide prevention efforts for Native and rural kids. Chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Nancy Balance, a Republican from Hamilton, says by her count, there are 9 bills in the legislature this session aiming to increase suicide prevention efforts in the state. She says the bills might have better success getting through the legislature and be more effective in helping people if they're bundled together in one large effort organized by DPHHS.
We need a comprehensive suicide plan across the state to deal with this situation. We've been at this point for a long, long time.
Montana does have a statewide suicide prevention plan, but Balance says the plan's efforts in the legislature need to be better organized. The Appropriations Committee didn't vote on Representative Windy Boy's bill during its hearing Monday.
Montana Native American tribes would be able to resume licensed bison hunts near Yellowstone National Park under a measure given initial approval by the State House. The House voted 65-35 today to grant 8 tribes 2 state licenses each. Those hunts are separate from the unregulated hunts by 4 tribes that have treaty rights to take bison near the park. Since November, state hunters have killed 34 bison and treaty tribes 139. The bison killed in the licensed hunts are to be used in ceremonies, such as the Sundance and the Medicine Pipe Dance. I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana Public Radio.